Hey friends, welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson, my co-host Dr. Tracy Gross. And during this show, we talk about life without limitations.
Mm-hmm. We talk about it in terms of health, because when you have true lasting health, that's when you can live your very best life.
This is another great one to share with friends, family, people you know and love. You're going to enjoy this show about life without limitations. So we were talking about health, what it is, where it comes from, who owns it, who's responsible for it, why it's your greatest asset. But then you have the person who says, yeah, doc, I hear you. All good. But I ain't got time for that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have the money for that. That's too expensive to live the life that you're talking about. Getting chiropractic care, eating organic, healthy food, exercising regularly, minimizing the toxins that I'm exposed to. I mean, come on. Who've got time for that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Or what I hear most often is like, oh, okay, well, I can exercise or I can eat healthy, but I mean, I don't have time for chiropractic care. I don't have the money for chiropractic care. Mm-hmm. I can do the rest and I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Eat well, exercise. I'm reminded of one of my patients just, he kind of pulled me aside and just was expressing some gratitude for some things. And he said, I asked him, you know, how's his wife doing? And she's been a, you know, long-term patient. I just haven't seen her in a while. And he said, you know, she's doing really well. She had a wake up call here recently because her brother passed away. And he said, you know, 3 years ago, she was trying to convince him to live this max living life, to start getting adjusted, to start, you know, eating on the advanced plan, to really change everything the way she has, because she was dealing with the exact same problems he was. And then she started this life, max living, and she reversed her problems. She's, you know, living pain free. She's been able to not only work with her doctor to get off multiple medications, but she's has freedom in that. And she's experiencing what that looks like on the other side, because she's regaining her mind and her mindset and just happy and healthy, and her movement is better. And she just had this wake up call that 3 years ago, if she had not chosen this life and taken responsibility over her health, is a very direct comparison of where her life could have gone.
Hmm.
And he said that she's in a good spot right now, but it was definitely a wake up call. And when she was trying to help that person, whether it was time or energy or resources, you know, when you lose your health, how much money are you willing to pay to get that back?
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you lose your health, what is all of your time dedicated to getting your health back? And just think about that. When you lose your health, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter the money
mm-hmm.
that it's going to take, because it becomes very apparent that your health is your greatest asset.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have these forks in the road that we don't know are forks in the road. We just don't know that they are. Think about that. When that person chose to live max living as opposed to the other way, let's just call it allopathic care, she didn't know that was a fork in the road. She just knew she had to live a different life if she wanted different outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people are on this road and they don't know there are other, they're called alternatives to the road that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
There are other approaches. And they don't even recognize that the path that they're leading and they're going down, that path could quite possibly lead to a life they never imagined. That they never wanted for themselves.
Hmm.
But they don't know that there's a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an alternative to medicine. I want to be very clear about that. It's a different form of healthcare. It's a different way of taking care of yourself. It's looking at this very differently when it comes to your health and healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking at how do we manage this symptom? You know, what drug or natural remedy can we take to just cover up the symptoms so you continue down this path? No, it's a different path And that path is recognizing that there is innate or an inborn intelligence within all of us that is striving towards health. It's trying to move our bodies towards balance and homeostasis and reacting to our current environment. But it's not about changing the external environment. It's about changing the internal environment. Mm-hmm. So the body gets healthy. It's that whole Great Lakes analogy that when the Great Lakes were polluted and the Great Lakes were poisoned and that the fish were all dying and the birds that were eating the fish were getting tumors and getting problems and the offspring were brittle and the eggs were thin, no one came and said, hey, let's add chemotherapy to the water to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. No biologist in the right mind came about and said, hey, let's add a bunch of tiny fish hospitals on the shores here to let's treat the fish and then send them right back into the waters. No biologist in the right mind would say that with animals. And yet here we are taking care of our physical bodies, a very advanced form of animals, right? Mm-hmm. Not saying we evolved, but you get the point. Mm-hmm. And the way that we treat our bodies is very different from how we treat animals. Mm-hmm. If I were to pour Coke in my dog's dog bowl right now, and if somebody videotaped that and put it online, mm-hmm. They would take my dog away. Dog abuse. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. If I give my kid a Coke, no problem. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so the difference in the way that we take care of ourselves is a different paradigm, is the point. Mm-hmm. And it's really this paradigm shift that if you want to get healthy, there's a decision to be made. And the decision to be made is, what path do I want to be on for my health? Am I on the right path right now? Am I going the direction that I believe God has for my life? Or that I believe is the right one for me and my family? And is this path going to lead to the life that I believe is the life that God has for me?
Mm. I think making that decision, the first step is to really expand our thinking, because it's really easy to stay in the safe little package of what we call allopathic medicine, where other people are making our decisions for us. But if we stay there, we're limiting not only our mentality, but also our lives. We're talking about living lives with limitations. It's like an acorn. You know, if you plant an acorn, eventually it has the potential to grow into a giant oak tree. But if we stay in this safe little acorn, and that's where our mind is in this small package, we're only thinking within the confines of that small little package, we are missing out on the potential of becoming great oak trees. And our health has so much more potential than we give it credit for. So really, like, when we're thinking about our symptoms and sickness and covering things up with medication, that's acorn-sized thinking. Mm. Like, we need to get outside of that, and we need to realize that we have this innate inborn intelligence, that our bodies are created for so much more, and that we don't have to live a life that's limited by sickness and disease.
It's a life without limitations. Mm-hmm. A life without limitations. And it's for all of us, not just for some of us. Not just for some of us who can or cannot make the time for our health, or can or cannot make the money to invest into it. It's a life for all of us. And that's the freedom that exists with Max Living.